Film Columbia, Columbia County's premier annual cultural event, will return October 22nd through the 31st after last year's hiatus due to the pandemic. The 10-day festival in Chatham will present world-class independent and international features and documentaries, plus post-screening Q&As with directors and special tributes, all presented by the Crandall Theater. The geographic and artistic scope of Film Columbia 2021 will be on full display via feature and documentary films hailing from more than 35 countries, as well as the latest releases from award-winning directors Pedro Almodóvar, Wes Anderson, and theater legend James Lapine. To tell us more about the festival, we welcome Calliope Nicholas, executive director of Film Columbia, and festival co-programmer Lawrence Kardish, the former senior curator of film at the Museum of Modern Art and presently an instructor in the graduate program for film at the School of Visual Arts. Lawrence and Calliope, what a great pleasure to have you both back. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to hear your voice again.
Well, good to hear yours. I always love having you on and always love talking about the festival, so I missed you greatly last year. So, Calliope, what was it like putting this festival together this year, especially when you had an unintended gap year?
A huge relief to be able to do this. And of course, there was a lot of discussion and meetings and going back and forth whether to do it in person. And we decided it would be a crime to not have it in person if we could at all help it. So, yeah, we're very happy, very excited. It's a great lineup. It's a great way to come back into the world again after, you know, the hiatus.
So when it comes to the festival overall, and we'll sort of get this stuff out of the way, but how are you doing it differently to keep everybody safe and to do all the stuff that you want to do?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, keeping the safety of our audience members and the community safe and still having an experience that everybody will enjoy, we are doing reduced seating so that there'll be buffered seating. Everybody will need to show their vaccine cards and proof of that before they come into the theater. We will wear masks. We had debated about the popcorn because we always love our popcorn. So there won't be food or drink in the theater, but in between screenings, we will have the popcorn popping away so that people can have it outside and still enjoy it during the film festival.
So for you, Lawrence, was there any different as far as the kind of things, kind of films that you wanted to program for such a weird year?
Well, we had basically a year's backlog because there were a lot of films that were shown 2 years ago at festivals like, you know, Berlin and Sundance and Cannes that I wanted to include. So I had a plethora of choices. A lot of the films are quite intense given the exigencies of the pandemic. So I was also looking for something to kind of lighten the passionate experiences that people will have during the festival.
So, give us a sense of some examples of those passionate experiences.
Well, we have there's a remarkable film made by Andrea Arnold, who is a British filmmaker, an award-winning British filmmaker. She did films like Fish Tank and Red Road and the great American film called American Honey a few years ago. And she takes her rather gimlet eye to a dairy farm in England and has made a film called Cow, starring Lumia, one of the bovines who give birth and give milk throughout the film. And it's a very strong film. Another film that is very strong is a film called Ahed Zniv from Nadav Lapid, who won the Golden Bear 2 years ago at Berlin with his film called Synonyms. And it's a very, very dyspeptic look at Israel today by an Israeli filmmaker who has made a rather strong film about small-mindedness, which is quite provocative, but it won one of the major awards at the Cannes film festival. Another film would be a film memoria by the Thai artist who has made a number of works for galleries and has made this 2.5-hour kind of meditation or contemplative film starring Tilda Swinton, even though it's not quite a narrative, about dreams and the interconnectedness of people through dreams. Also, there's the marvelous film by Radu Jude, a Romanian filmmaker, whose film won the Golden Bear this year at Berlin, called Bad Luck Banging, or Loony Porn, which is a hilarious, in a way, a very into a kind of smart film about a teacher who has a rather explicit sexual experience, which you see on screen, going viral. And then the Bucharest, because she teaches in Bucharest, PTA gets very excited about this and very concerned and very worried, and they call a meeting, which turns out to be a rather surreal experience. So those are some of the films, but we also leaven it with films that are quite upbeat, like Julia, about Julia Child, in which Ruth Reichel, who is a neighbor of ours in Columbia County, appears, speaking about Julia Child. And one of our opening films, My Donkey, My Lover and I, made by Caroline Vignal in France, about a woman who learns a lot from a very bad love affair. And the title of the film, as I said, is My Donkey, My Lover and I, and that kind of describes what it's about.
That's a lot. That's some cool stuff. Film Columbia will return October 22nd through the 31st after last year's hiatus due to the pandemic. The 10-day festival is in Chatham, New York, and you can find out all the information you need at filmcolumbia.org, filmcolumbia.org. Calliope, anything? Just picking up on what Lawrence just went through of highlights for you of things that you're excited about.
Well, I think it's very interesting. We've started to get some of the country submissions for Best International Feature for the 2021 Academy Awards. So, and there's several films that we have where the countries are submitting them. So I think that'll be, you know, a rare opportunity to be able to watch these, submissions at Film Columbia. So Should the Wind Drop, the Armenian submission, Great Freedom we're screening, which is the Austria submission, Compartment Number 6, which will be on the first Friday, on this Friday the 22nd, that's Finland's submission, and Drive My Car, which is Japan's submission as well, and then Hive from Kazarope, Kazoa. So that, you know, again, I think it's going to be interesting. I think there'll be some other films that are in the lineup that'll end up being, that particular country submission.
When you think of some of the other stuff that is going on of opportunities that people have, so how do you see, Calliope, ultimately people experiencing the best way to experience a festival, especially over 10 days?
It's a lot of films. And I think there are films that will appeal to just about everyone. So, you know, you will be able to see the films that you want. But I think, yeah, pick carefully and make some hard decisions as far as which films you would like to see. But we've definitely gone to set it up so that everybody in the community can enjoy it. I mean, we even have on Saturday the Children's International Film Shorts program, which is free and open to the community and has been curated for several years. And it's like the best of children's shorts. So it's our gift to the community. Again, there's so many, there's such a variety of films that I think just about everybody will find something interesting that they will want to watch.
That's so cool. Lawrence, you were talking about earlier the backlog of having, you know, basically 2 years of film to go through to choose. What has that been like? I mean, just as far as the, I guess what I'm ultimately asking for is sort of a state of the cinema of what this pandemic has done as we've put our entire lives on hold for a year and a half. But what has it done for film, and especially the fine films that you're showing at the festival?
Well, there are filmmakers keep making wonderful films that are waiting to be discovered. So there's somewhat of a backlog. Basically, filmmakers didn't stop making films during the pandemic, and American distributors are still buying films to show, because we mostly work with the distributors to make certain that the films are available. And a number of the films that were made 2 years ago actually have appeared on streaming services since they were shown at the festivals two years ago, and some haven't been. But it's been... there's a richness that we were able to choose from. For instance, there's a film that was made a few 2 years ago, Beans, which is made by a young indigenous woman in Quebec. I believe she's a Cree, about an event that happened on the reservation several years ago, and about a young girl coming of age and learning about the world outside the reservation, which I'm delighted that we can show, because after all, this reservation is about 3.5 hours due north of a drive up the Northway to into Canada. There's also some of the French films, like Should the Wind Drop, which is what Calliope mentioned earlier, that was shot. That's the Armenian submission, and was made in a country that existed like 2.5-3 years ago when the film was made, which no longer exists because of politics in the Caucasus. So it's a fascinating. It was a fascinating procedure to make these selections.
Do you think that there are things going to return to somewhat normal, do you think, or are there going to be profound changes as a result, as people have found different distribution models, streaming, ..
I'm not certain. I don't know if anybody is, but I think the next few months will be important as a signal as to what will happen. My hope is, and we're counting on it, since we are running the Crandall as a community-based not-for-profit art house, that audiences will continue to come out for non-franchise films, for the smaller films, for the films that need to be discovered on the big screen. But I think there certainly will be much more selection in streaming services and films that may not have found a theatrical release a few years ago might find themselves now on streaming services. So it might be something that's quite positive about what happened during the pandemic.
Calliope, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I, as Larry says, I think over the next few months, as we come out of the pandemic and see all the changes that are happening, we'll get a better sense of what's going on. There is something to be said about watching a film on the big screen, and we're trusting that people are going to appreciate that. I mean, that's, part of the excitement of having Film Columbia at the Crandall Theater in person, and part of the decision instead of having it, even partially streamed, because some of these films, just the way they are visually, you lose things a lot that you will be able to see if you see it on the big screen.
It's also To me, one of the main things about streaming and seeing the films on the big screen is that if you go to a movie theater, you are no longer in control. The film will not stop if you go to the washroom or if you go for some popcorn. Whereas if you stream a film, you're in control. It's like a game. You can stop it. You can fast forward it. But the whole idea of going to the movies is letting the film inhabit you.
Yes.
Letting it being absorbed in it. And this is what I think one of the main differences is in watching movies in a movie theater and watching them streaming.
And it's also the group experience, right? I mean, to experience it with other people.
Yes, you're absolutely right. There's a feeling of community that's lost when you stream a film.
Right.
I mean, I always remember when I first saw, because I'm of the age, Psycho, when it came out, and I had no idea what was going to happen in the film. And as anyone who's seen Psycho knows, the first half hour is somewhat, not a bore, but it's very placid. And then, of course, the shower sequence and everything changes. And I've never been in an audience before in which there's screams and yells happen, you know, right precisely at a particular moment. And it was quite exciting being with everybody to experience that.
I felt that way as Silence of the Lambs. I mean, you know, you have those films where just all of a sudden the audience is just like, oh my God, you know, but to experience that with everybody else is really cool. And I think, and it's also Calliope, I mean, it speaks to what festivals do of bringing somewhat like minds of people who love film together to experience it together.
I really look forward to seeing everyone's faces again, even if they're going to be underneath masks, you know, just to see the community.
Half their face is fine.
Right. But to see the community coming and people who have attended Film Columbia over the years, I think there's going to be a lot of joy. And you know, we've survived this, and we're moving on from this. And the Crandall is an amazing, beautiful theater. You know, the team and everybody that comes together each year to put this together, I think it's just going to be a joyous event for everybody. However we have to do it, you know.
That's right.
But, yeah.
You do what you have to do. FilmColumbia.org to find out all of the information and anything else that you would like to remind folks who are making plans of what they should do between now and the start of the festival on October 22nd.
We have general ticket sales that are open, so they are online ticket sales. And as I said before, vaccine cards or proof of will need to be shown at the front door before they come in. We've got plenty of tickets left and amazing films. Please check out the schedule. It's really a great lineup. Larry and Peter have done an amazing job of doing that this year.
Wonderful stuff. Lawrence Kardish and Calliope Nicholas, I thank you both for being with us. It's so great to hear your voices and to know that Film Columbia is back. It will return October 22nd through the 31st. The 10-day festival is in Chatham, New York, presenting world-class independent and international features and documentaries, plus post-screening Q&As with directors and special tributes, all presented by the Crandall Theater. And again, you can find out more by going to filmcolumbia.org. Lawrence and Calliope, thank you so much. Be
thank
well.
You, Joe.
Have a beautiful
Excellent.
Festival. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. See you at the movies.
Indeed. Yeah. Again, thank you. You can find out more information at filmcolumbia.org, filmcolumbia.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.